What a privilege it is to uplift one another in prayer and those that are experiencing challenges in life. Let us rise for the prayers of the church. And we do have a prayer list in the back of our bulletins. We're going to add a couple names to that. One is for Doug. That's our financial bookkeeper. Her husband is in the hospital, went into the hospital just yesterday. And then also we'll uplift the Johnson family. Dan has news to share. He's got a new position at Philomath High School. So you want to talk to him about that. We'll give praise for that. He's got a smile on his face today, so that's a good thing. Yes, congratulations. And then also prayers for families in transition. Let us bow our heads. Friends in Christ, I urge you all to lift up your hearts to God and pray with me as Christ our Lord has taught us and freely promised to hear us. God, our Father in heaven, look with mercy on us, your needy children on earth, and grant us grace that your holy name be hallowed by us and all the world through the teaching of your word and fervent love shown forth in our lives. Graciously turn us from all evil living in which you and your name are profaned. Lord, in your mercy, may your kingdom come to us and expand. We pray that you would increase the number of Christians, and that you would use us both in Peace Lutheran Church and in our neighborhoods to expand the kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, strengthen us by your Spirit, not to simply do our own will, but to do yours. We praise and thank you that your intentions for us are good. Help us to trust your will in the times of life that we are tempted to go our own way. We place into your hands those in our congregation that have asked for prayer, for Jean, Dylan, Kai, Bev, Ann, Haley, Joel, Max, Dee, Wyatt and Charlie, Dawn, Johanna, Rachel, Roberta, Jennifer, Amber, Art, Annette and Charlotte, Rob, Dan, Merle, Gary, Katie and Jake, Amanda, Erica, Darlene, Jan, Dawn, Ava, families and people experiencing life transitions, Curtis, Jeannie, Doug. And Lord, also a special prayer and your hands to cover the family of PJ, a person we've been praying for many weeks here at Peace. Lord, comfort that family as they mourn her passing just yesterday, and we thank you for the special friendship she had with Stella. Uplift those connections, and may they be comforted that there are no nevermores when Jesus is Lord and Savior. Lord, we also pray for all those who are in need, praying for them at all times, thy will be done. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we praise you for the unity that we share with others because of Jesus. We pray that you would strengthen First Baptist Church in Philomath and Pastor Clay. We thank you for their efforts to teach and live by your commands. Bless their efforts to be the hands and feet of Jesus in our community. Lord, in your mercy. We trust, O Lord, in your great mercy to hear and answer us. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." And in the same way also after the supper, Jesus took the cup. When he had blessed it, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for the full forgiveness of all of your sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. the gifts of God for the people of God. The table has been prepared for you. You may be seated.